Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to make sure that you listen with your eyes and listen to the choir of angels. Okay, our guest today is Lisa Massey, and she's author of The Culinary Pharmacy, which I'm so excited to get to. And I'll be also be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. So listen in when I ask you to call in. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us Lisa Massey, and she's author of The Culinary Pharmacy. And Lisa is an herbalist. She's a certified holistic nutritionist, health and nutrition coach, food activist, and intuitive eating coach. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm really happy to have you I was president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for many years. So I've always been involved with herbs and food as medicine and all sorts of stuff. So when your book came out, I said, this is really great. But let me read the whole thing, your subtitle. It's Intuitive Eating, Ancestral Healing, and Your Personal Nutrition Plan. So The Culinary Pharmacy, that's the subtitle of your book. And so that's really good. So tell us a little bit about what's the roots of food as medicine?
Really, I think that we all have our own personal roots in food as medicine, and it's possible that we've become disconnected from those roots just because we have moved around so much as people, especially since the Industrial Revolution. However, when we look at our ancestry, when we look at the places where our ancestors lived and what foods grew wild there at the time, we can start to think about which foods might be medicinal for us because they're pre-programmed into our DNA to be most digestible.
So, is there some truth to the matter that sometimes people are more meat eaters and some are vegetarians and, depending upon, where we were born, back in prehistoric times and what our tribes are? Is that what you're talking about? Or just like my Italian grandfather, who loves, to make pasta?
Yeah, so I'm really talking about both. There's been a lot of research over the past decade about enteric types, and it turns out that just like we have a blood type, we also have a gut type or an enteric type. And just like with gut types, enteric types track along three different main categories. Some categories are more meat eaters. Some categories are more pescatarians, fish eaters, and dairy eaters, and some are vegetarians and perhaps even vegan. So there's still research being done about how gut types are connected to different groups of people across the globe, and there absolutely is a connection.
Well, I can believe that, too. And I also think that there's a lot of things that we have to be aware of today that we didn't before, because most, like 95% or 99%, I think, of soy is GMO. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to take a look at today that we didn't have to years ago. And I always thought, and I always felt that there was a... wherever you are born, if you're in the United States, that whatever diseases and stuff that you had, there was an herb, a natural herb in that area to help. And but now that we are, you know, with an illness, and but now that we are so coming from different kinds of countries and stuff, we get all sorts of different kinds of illnesses. And one of the things that you talk about is intuitive eating, and I wanted you to explain that, but also explain Ayurvedic and Mediterranean way and the Chinese five element theory. The reason I think there's a correlation here is because I tell people sometimes, you know, if they have inflammation, you know, they may not have an herb that in the Western medicine cabinet, that may not work. So they might want to, you know, like bromelain or something, and then they may want to try a Chinese herb or Ayurvedic herb for inflammation like turmeric. And I think that it's important to understand also with this intuitive eating about the Ayurvedic, the Mediterranean way, and the Chinese five elemental theory, because those are all, I think, similar. And I think we're finding out now there's a lot more to this, and that we have an arsenal here of where we can mix and match and see what's right for our bodies.
Absolutely. And intuitive eating really starts with creating a strong foundation for what we're eating, and the foundation really looks like whole foods, right? Whole grains, beans and lentils, all different kinds of veggies, high quality fats, and starting from that foundation, we can really begin to tune in and say, okay, how is this food feeling in my body right now? How is it supporting me, or maybe how is it not so helpful? And there is absolutely a connection between Ayurvedic medicine from India, Chinese five-element theory, the Mediterranean way of eating with which I grew up, and many other nutritional philosophies and healing modalities from around the world. Just like with your own ancestral food as medicine, likely the digger you deep, the more you dig deep into your ancestry, the more you'll find that you also have healing traditions that are indigenous to your people. And so when we start with this potent foundation of food as medicine and tune into what our body is asking for, we may be eating a lot more high-fat grains in the winter to help keep us warm, like rice and oats. And as we transition into spring, we may be looking to grains that are a little bit lighter, like millet or corn, to kind of help us harmonize with the season. Right? This is part of intuitive eating that all of these traditional healing modalities talk about, that yes, we have an inherent constitution with which we're born, and there are different ways to support that constitution throughout life, and we have the changing tides of the seasons, and even within our constitutional eating, we'll still change how we eat to be in alignment with what's happening. For example, in spring, we might want to eat foods that kind of wake up the system and stimulate all of our vital organs, and those foods are a little bit sour, a little bit acidic, cider vinegar, lemon, bitter green, lacto-fermented vegetables like sauerkraut. These are all great for spring. And then in the summer, and, you know, when the weather is hot, generally, we may want to eat more foods that are cooling, that are helping us to harmonize the summer, like basil or coconut. Many, many examples in this way. And, you know, perhaps if I have a constitution that tends to get overheated easily, that's a fire-type constitution, I may want to include some cooling foods throughout the year to help me stay balanced, and then really prioritize the cooling foods during the hotter months. And the more we pay attention to the season and how we're relating to the season as it applies to what our inherent makeup is, the more we'll be able to start into this path of intuitive eating and really listening to how our bodies already know that things like seasonal transitions are happening. They're already asking us for different kinds of foods.
Right. Well, you know, I also know that we also have to eat per age, you know, and even though it's intuitive eating, and you know, because at the age of 35, your digestive enzymes kind of go away. And so yeah. sometimes you have to do a supplementation, but most people don't know that you should never be taking the same exact digestive enzyme for all of your life. You should be changing it out monthly because there's,
right.
you know, it won't work. And so, but there's natural things that you can use to aid digestion. So for example, in foods, for me, you know, there's certain types, when I eat certain types of food, I understand that I need ginger, you know, to help me break down that food. Or sometimes I'll need bromelain, which is a little less like a pineapple derivative on that. So I would eat pineapple on that. So, or drink ginger tea. So, and being a Cancer, I always have trouble with digestive system. That's my primary, right? So, I'm always constantly looking at that. Although I've been on, a wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free diet since 1992, and I'm almost 75. So, you know, and I have nothing wrong with my body, and I look 15 years younger, and I have more vitality than ever. And it's all because of what you eat and how you eat it, and also, you know, taking care, because I've been psychic as well. So I, whatever I'm feeling, I eat. So sometimes I'll dream about chocolate and I'll say, I need the chocolate because there's something maybe that dark chocolate helps heart or whatever, you know. So, and there's a lot of things that people will say that, you know, you can't eat butter. Well, butter is much better than some of these canola oils that when you heat it, it gets carcinogenic, you know, so you have
That's
to be
right.
So, but what happens is if I'm dreaming about chocolate, usually means I need some kind of supplement or some kind of food, and I might as well eat that food because that's what it's telling me to do. And so when you open your mind up, or even I had a friend of mine that, well, she was in, well, not, I guess she was a relative of my daughter's through marriage, and she was much older than me, and she was using dowsing, you know, putting over the food to say, should I do this? Should I do that? I mean, she was in her 80s, and that was 20 years ago, you know, and she was doing dowsing. So these practices that you're talking about, even though we're ascertaining them, or we're re-understanding them, and you do it well in your book. It's so easy to read, and you have recipes, and there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, if you want to really understand what's happening, you're combining some of the old methods with all the new methods, and so it's a wonderful book for people to start with to understand and be healthy with this.
Absolutely. And truly, as you describe with chocolate, we all have the knowledge within our own bodies to maintain health, right? And our bodies are really just trying to befriend us and to be in conversation with us. And symptoms ultimately aren't something to vilify or to try to medicate away. They're our body's way of communicating with us and asking for what they need and meeting those symptoms, not with judgment or with fear, but more with curiosity, is really an opportunity for being in partnership with our bodies as we navigate life changes.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting. The other day, I was getting a slight heart arrhythmia, which, by the way, I take hawthorn tea if I have that, and it goes away immediately. But
wonderful.
But what I did was, and whenever I get that, I say to my heart, hey, what's going on here? What can I do for you? And it will tell me, take some coenzyme Q10. Eat this. Make some chicken soup. So, I mean, if you really talk and get in tune, you can actually talk with every cell of your body, and you can actually help yourself heal with that. And you can get nourishment beyond food, which is what I wanted you to explain about now. What do you mean by nourishment beyond food?
Absolutely. So, there's a beautiful Yoruba song from Africa called Hunger that essentially translates to, you know, there is no God greater than hunger, and breath is our first source of nourishment. When we're born, we cry because we're hungry. And the first thing we do, even before drinking mother's milk, is to take a breath. And so when we're trying to understand what kind of actual food exchange we need for our bodies, our first nourishment opportunity that then also provides that clarity is breath. So taking a really deep, conscious breath from the belly all the way up into the lungs and chest clears the mind and puts the nervous system into a grounded, centered, kind of gut intuitive space from which we can then ascertain, do I need food right now for my nourishment? Do I need water? Thirsty? Do I need a herb, right? Or a plant, like we were talking about with hawthorn, right? The heart. Or do I need the nourishment of connection, conversation with a loved one, or a walk in nature, connection with the trees or the birds or other animals, who are also our kin? So life truly is full of all of these different opportunities for nourishment when we start to look at life as reciprocity and see ourselves as part of nature. There's so many different ways from that space of connection and of groundedness that we can view nourishment and our place in the web of life.
Yeah, because we are mind, body, and spirit. That's exactly what we are. And so what we're looking at, even if we're healing or we're even in day-to-day life, we have to understand that we have to balance this as much as we can, and we have to kind of relieve stress. And one of the things people don't understand is that if you eat the wrong foods or you're not really going with your gut, which we're going to talk about, is that you're throwing everything off and you're causing stress, whether it's nutritional stress or environmental stress or all sorts of these different kinds of stresses, which will make you feel bad. So it's very, very important to understand that. And so tell us a little bit about trusting your gut. Why is that important?
Absolutely. So ultimately, we are more so our gut microbiome than we are ourselves, our personalities. Our gut microbiome is driving our innate immune response. It's driving our stress and relaxation responses. And of course, it is part of digesting our food. So trusting our gut literally means trusting our gut microbiome, the fungi, yeast, bacteria that are, you know, in constant interaction in our gut, to, via the vagus nerve, our first cranial nerve, to communicate to the brain, this is what's going on in any given moment, and this is what we need, right? But again, starting from creating a really strong foundation of a balanced gut microbiome is going to be the best way to trust our gut, because when we eat a lot of sugar, which is not really a highly addictive processed substance, when we eat a lot of processed foods that are stripped from all of the components that make them digestible, we also cultivate colonies of gut bacteria or yeast or fungi that crave those foods and then send messages to the brain via the vagus nerve saying, feed me, I'm hungry, I want more sugar, I want more processed. And unfortunately, that's not an instinct that we really want to trust, because it can truly throw all of our organ systems off balance. However, it really only takes 3 to 4 days to shift the gut microbiome out of, more of those colonies that crave the non-foods and into that space of our more inherent constitutional microbiome that's providing instructive cravings, like I'm craving cinnamon to balance my blood glucose, or I'm craving turmeric to reduce inflammation, and craving fish to reduce inflammation, right? And from those kind of more instructive cravings, we can really start to trust those messages from our gut microbiome to our brain via the nervous system and lead with those.
Well, first you have to kind of get it all clear and you have to go through that little bit of time and then you get to be really good with that. And that's what happened with me when I went on that diet back in 1992. It took a couple of days and it took me a lot of time because no sugar, no salt, to get my palate into that and then to develop all these wonderful things on tasting. And it's really interesting once you stop these addictions, how you no longer want the sugar when you taste it or the coffee when you taste it as much. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and when we get back, we're going to be speaking more with Lisa Massey on her book, The Culinary Pharmacy, which you can get at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or any independent bookstore. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Lisa Massey, and she's author of The Culinary Pharmacy, which I highly recommend. What we're going to talk about now, I wanted to just do a little bit more about the gut importance. There's been, you know, a lot on the gut microbiome right now, and you know, there's a prebiotic, which helps you digest your food, and then there's a probiotic that helps you poop a little bit better, and so for the lower end of the gut. So as far as foods for a prebiotic, kimchi and any kind of vinegary or sauerkraut and stuff is kind of like that prebiotic, right? But what would be a probiotic food?
So those are also probiotics, right? They contain beneficial bacteria, primarily in the lactobacillus family, that can help inoculate the gut with more colonies of bacteria that might be supportive. However, they're not overwhelming the gut the way that some probiotic supplements can do. Because they're so highly concentrated, the gut is able to take from the food what it needs. Other examples of prebiotic foods that contain insoluble fiber to feed beneficial gut bacteria and yeast and fungi include foods like sweet potato and oats, artichokes, and asparagus, avocado as well, as beans and legumes. So a lot of prebiotic foods out there. Other examples of probiotic foods include miso, fermented soybean paste, tempeh, which is fermented soybean patty from Indonesia, kombucha, which is a beverage made from a commensal bacterial culture of bacteria and yeast. So likely, if you look at your ancestry once again, you will see that there are fermented foods that are part of your ancestral food compendium, that are probiotic in nature, and then, of course, prebiotic that gain in fiber to feed our microbiome.
Right. So tell us a little bit about food types.
So in terms of food types, tell me more about what you're thinking.
Well, you know, when we're talking about personalized nutrition plans and combinations of foods, that kind of thing. What kind of combinations of food types should we be using? Because there's been a lot out there saying, okay, you should only eat meat and vegetables together, and then you should wait an hour and then eat your your grains or your pastas or your starches. And then there's another one which I automatically kind of do, like intuitive eating, which is like time-restricted eating, which I never eat after 6, and I wait until maybe 7 or 8 the next morning and to eat, and it's just a natural thing for me. Keto is more kind of like an Atkins diet, where it's all, you know, protein and no carbs and stuff like that. So there's all these kinds of things, and so tell us a little bit about what you're talking about with your, food types and combinations.
Absolutely. So I really believe that for every processed food out there, there's a fad diet to try to rebalance the effects of that processed food. And fad diets also aren't very beneficial, just in the way that we've talked about processed foods being really hard for the body to understand, to digest. So when we think about certain ways of eating, ideally we want to be eating all the macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, fibers, fats in our as meal. And there are therapeutic approaches to eating that can be appropriate for a particular time when we're trying to help the body come back into balance. I do think that eating with our daily rhythms and circadian rhythms makes a lot of sense. What you describe of, you know, stopping our eating a little before the sun goes down and then not really eating again for 14 hours gives the body a wonderful opportunity to let all of the vital organs do their detoxification. As we age and produce fewer digestive enzymes via the pancreas, it can be helpful to eat grains and veggies together and then proteins and veggies together. Just because it's less information, right? Nutrition is ultimately information. And when we simplify our food combinations, we're giving our body the opportunity to decode and process that information with a little bit more ease, right? So if you're someone who finds yourself experiencing acid reflux, for example, which is actually a sign of too little stomach acid and too little bile production from the liver to help the stomach break down, which instead of trying to block the acid, what we need to do is build up digestive fire and simplify our food combination so that the body's having a little bit of an easier time breaking down what's being given to it. at any given meal.
Well, I know as I age, there's certain things that I'm not attracted to anymore. And I don't tend to want to overeat so much anymore. And, you know, so you just, you know, you kind of go with that. And I find myself going more towards salads and things like that. And then I get a lot of protein from my beans and stuff, although I still adore meat. Sorry. I just like a prime rib every once in a while. I think you need, sometimes you need this meat protein in you just to help everything going along too. What about your personalized nutrition plans? What's that all about?
So I work one-on-one with clients quite a bit to meet them where they are, meet their bodies where they are, and create personalized nutrition plans that include meal plans and recipes as well as food lists to support specific organs and address specific root causes. I also provide herbal suggestions, breathwork suggestions, and these are all tools that we start to implement and bring into a person's life one by one to see how the body responds and to see what's feeling most regulating, most supportive to the body. And I create these personalized nutrition plans with the knowledge that they'll change and they'll evolve, and recipes and meal plans change and evolve as the body starts to embrace what it's being given and find a new normal and a greater balance and a greater harmony, not only with itself, but also with the circumstances of life and the environment. So my goal ultimately as a practitioner is to make myself obsolete, because my clients have understood their bodies on a deeper level and can be in relationship with their bodies and with that understanding.
Well, that sounds great. Tell us a little bit about where people can find out more about you and your book.
So you can reach me via my website, harmonized-living.com. Feel free to send me a note. I'm always happy to hear from you. You can also schedule a free complimentary call to talk a little bit more about what's going on for you and how we might work together. I also have a blog with a lot of recipes and a great many wellness tools and intuitive eating suggestions as well. So, again, it's harmonized-living.com. You'll find my book there as well. You can also find it anywhere books are sold, and that's the Culinary Pharmacy. I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa Massey, for being on. And everyone, please get a copy of The Culinary Pharmacy at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And again, Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And happy equinox.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We're going to get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy to accomplish what we want. And today's gemstone is chrysoberyl. That's right, chrysoberyl. And that is really a pretty nice color of shades of green, yellow, honey, and red. And now chrysoberyl is a mineral to increase personal power and spirituality. It actually synthesizes with the third chakra and the energy of the seventh chakra, and it provides for utilization of the intellect in almost anything that you want to do. It helps to both open and activate the crown chakra. It brings an energy of, to keep going with your spirituality. It's also a stone of immortality, and it assists you to overcome and progress towards excellence. It elevates one's sense of self-worth and helps you to understand and to actualize the intrinsic state of perfection. Chrysoberyl really increases generosity and charitability. It allows you to forgive family members or friends who may have performed an injustice. It brings peace of mind to the user and promotes understanding of interactive relationships. It also promotes the feeling of peace within the physical and the intellectual bodies. So it helps you to be charitable to your own self, which a lot of us don't do. The energy of the stone is strong. It promotes continuity of everything in your life that leads you towards be balanced, okay? It also helps you to release unproductive energy patterns. It also, in healing, it helps to facilitate permanence in physical healing, okay? By helping you to understand and integrate the reasons behind the disorder, which is very important. Using chrysoberyl concurrently with other stones, which emit the requisite the necessary healing energy for specific disorders, actually tends to enhance the energy transmitted by the other stones. So chrysoberyl is very powerful in that. In its own right, it's been used in the treatment of disorders of incontinuity to regulate the secretion of adrenaline and to moderate the cholesterol levels, to stop disorders of the liver, pancreas, and kidney. And the action and energy of chrysoberyl also tends to stimulate uninfection to the infected parts of the body. So it helps you heal from infection. And that's a little bit about chrysoberyl. There you have that. Okay, let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to talk a little bit about oats. Right. Now, this is a traditional staple of Northern Europe. Oats are very warm, sweet food, especially ideal in a cold climate. Now, cereal made from oatmeal, the crushed grain, is a nutritious breakfast. For medicinal purposes, the whole plant known as oat straw is generally used and is gathered when the grains are ripe. The herb is a good restorative nerve tonic. It's ideal for depression And if you have an energy deficiency, it's really great for that. And recent research has shown that oat bran, and to a lesser extent oatmeal, can help to reduce abnormally high blood cholesterol levels. Now, oat straw is an excellent tonic for the whole system, and it's used for the physical and nervous fatigue. It's ideal for depression. Oat straw can also be used for thyroid and estrogen deficiencies, for degenerative diseases such as multiple sclerosis, and for colds, especially if they're recurrent or persistent. The grain, the seeds, have very similar properties to the whole plant and can be used for the same conditions. Oat bran is produced from the coarse husks of the grain, and it's particularly good in reducing cholesterol levels. Now, the oatmeal, that's the ground grains, has a very high silica content, so it can help skin problems, especially even if it's applied externally. Now, Dr. Bach recommends his wild oats flour remedy for times of uncertainty and dissatisfaction. There is a caution for those sensitive to gluten, as in celiac disease. Allow the tincture to settle before, and only use the clear liquid on that, because it's sometimes in the facility that oats are produced, flour and gluten products are produced. So we have to be a little bit careful on that. Yeah, there we have it. We have our herb of the week. We have our gemstone of the week. I am going to be in Burbank on March 23rd doing a lecture at 1 o'clock and a book signing after that for Symbols of You, and also for my latest book, The Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Program. And the lecture is going to be an interactive ancient wisdom experience, and it's audience participation, and we never know what we're going to get when we go into that, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So if you're in the Burbank area, go to soulsearch.io, soulsearch.io, to get where the fair is going to be and where the talk is going to be. And then also, if you sign up prior to going, you get in free, and the lecture is free. So they have some workshops. I think John Gray is going to be there, and Kimberly Meredith is doing a workshop. Maybe later on I'll do a workshop. I've been pretty busy lately, so haven't had time to keep doing things. In October, I will be at the InfinityFoundation.org every month doing readings and doing many fun things for about 2 hours, and we're going to fine-tune on that. June 27th, I'm going to also be doing a wonderful Many Faces of Psychic Ability lecture at InfinityFoundation.org, so you can look forward to that. And I'm doing so much stuff. I'm doing monthly classes now. So if you're interested, you know, take a look at my website, lyndamckenzie.net, and maybe sign up for a month class, or even a psychic soiree where I do readings and make a wonderful gourmet wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free meal for you. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Again, if you want information about me, you can go to LindaMcKenzie.net. April 1st. We're going to be having a wonderful announcement here at HealthyLife.net, and it's going to benefit everybody, and I'm very excited about that, so, you know, keep tuning in, and we'll announce it for you, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I'm going to tell you that, something that we're doing in a very big way. It won't be a joke, but it'll be on April 1st, okay? So I thought today that what we would talk a little bit about is the different kinds of stresses and how they affect our bodies, you know, and especially how it affects our bodies when it affects weight gain. Because when we're talking about a culinary pharmacy where you're getting things and using foods as for healing, we also have to understand that there's many levels of stress. And so there's a, you know, like I want to give you the types of stress and why it how it affects weight gain and how it affects your body, even with healing. Okay. So let's take a look at these stresses. The first type is nutritional stress. That's when you're not getting enough of the right nutrients, which is what the whole show was about, getting the right nutrients so that you can stay as healthy as possible. Well, when you don't get the right nutrients and you don't want to eat ultra-processed food at all, McDonald's, all of these, never, 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 because it's not real food. A lot of it is, you know, done into chemical stuff. A lot of it's GMO, and it actually adds weight onto the body. And there's been, the last month, there has been so many studies showing that ultra-processed foods are the reasons for heart attack and stroke and death and whatever, and there's no more sugarcoating it anymore. So, especially now that we're, you know, having to deal with the plastic particles in our bodies, you know. So one of the things that you can do, you know, we have so many plastics in the air and in our bodies. I think they were saying that we eat a credit card amount of plastics every month, you know, the size of a credit card, that comes in through our water, through our air, through our food, through the soil, everything that we, you know, that we touch here. We want to make sure, so, and that's also keeping a lot more weight gain on, and they don't really know how to take the toxins quite outside of the body yet. And so, because, you know, we hold on one third of our weight is because of our, one third of our fat is for our immune system, and one third is for our, brain function. You know, if you take away cholesterol and stuff, you know, you're going to end up getting Alzheimer's and stuff like that. So that's so you want to keep some fat in your body, but all of this is not good. So one of the things that they have found, though, so let me say that, I'll just divert from what I'm talking about, is that if you boil your water, for some reason, it dissipates the plastic particles. It just gets them out. So if you boil your water, you know, so if you're having coffee or tea or whatever, you're not really getting as much as when you're drinking of plastic particles and the microplastics as you are just drinking from water. And if you're drinking bottled water, it's even worse because it's in plastic bottles. Think about it. It's already leaching into the water. So if you want to, and plus, if the plastic bottle is in the sun, and it produces estrogen in the water. So if you're wondering, you know, and this is for males and females, okay? So too much estrogen. So when you're riding in the car and you're grabbing for your bottle of water that's been in the back seat for, you know, a day with the sun on it, and you keep doing that, then you're going to be a lot more feminine than you want to be. I can tell you that. Okay, so when you don't get the right nutrients, your body doesn't process your food correctly, and then it can't be used correctly, which is what this whole show is about. Then there's emotional eating, right, and emotional stress. And emotional stress is eating for the wrong reasons and holding on to weight. There's a lot of times when, you know, people have been sexually abused as children that they subconsciously hold on to weight so they don't look pretty. You know, so that they're not going to be attacked, and they may not know that. And that helps when you're eating for the wrong reasons, or you're a psychic who is heavier, right? If they're eating after a reading, like doing chocolate and sugar and stuff like that, it's because they haven't used the energy correctly, and so therefore their bodies are suffering, and they're holding on to weight, and because they're doing it for the wrong reasons. So how that does, your body and your mind help develop food cravings. So it's like when you're doing, once you get that sugar in your system, you know, and then the next time that emotional things happen, it's like women eating ice cream, you know, if there's a breakup in there, you know, get the ice cream, you know, you see that all the time on television. And that helps you want more and more and more of it. It also does food dependency, where you're dependent on that. I need to eat this so I can feel better. You know, it's all processed in your head, and it's not true, but it's processed in your head. Or overeating. You know, you get upset, and so therefore you're going to overeat to compensate and feel better inside. But it's, again, not a good thing, because that is all for emotional stress, which is not good for you. Then there's physical stress, and that's when you're not getting enough exercise. That kind of slows the body metabolism down and increases fat storage. And exercise has now been found to be the number one anti-aging drug, if you want to call it that, better than anything else out there. So if you're getting a little bit of exercise, just an hour a day, 30 minutes a day, 40 minutes a day, just do something. Take a walk around the block, do yoga, do a little bit of weights, do a little aerobics, you know, just an hour a day, and it keeps you well oiled in your body, especially when you're aging. And, you know, we're not really, trying to, anti-aging means that we want the body to stay as good as long as possible. It doesn't have anything to do with death, because when you're, it's your time to die, it's your time to die. Nothing you do or say is going to stop that. And then we have environmental stress, which is the outside pollutants and food pollutants from ultra-processed food and drugs and over-the-counter stuff, and that slows down the food and other body processes. So you have to be a little careful and attack all levels of stress every day so that you can be happy and healthy and just feeling great. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and I want to say, come out and see me. That's right, March 23rd in Burbank. Go to soulsearch.io for that. Don't forget to get my book, Symbols of You, and Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. And thank you so much for listening. I've really enjoyed this hour with you. And visit my website, lindamckenzie.net, for my predictions. All right, until next time. This is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of harmony, humor, and peace. Bye.